Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While state voters approved the medical marijuana law in Michigan by a 60% margin, now that tens of thousands of patients have become licensed to use the drug, Attorney General Bill Schuette and some state lawmakers want to set some limits on the system. It's a move that medical marijuana advocates strongly oppose. To talk about the effort, I'm joined by State Representative John Walsh, who is spearheading the legislative action in the House. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
Voters passed the medical marijuana law, which was written in an open manner to allow unhindered access to this medicine. Why are lawmakers now moving to restrict and control the program, which is something the voters did not approve?
Well, we think both Bill Schuette and I believe that the voters clearly spoke, and we honor that. What we are trying to do, though, is provide a bit more definition for the patient, the caregiver, the physician, for zoning boards in each community and our police agencies as well. The law is rather undefined, in our opinion. And what it's resulting in, some of the dark side of this, is despite the fact that there are legitimate patients out there and legitimate doctors and so on, there are many people that are not legitimate. What we're finding, for instance, is that a relatively small number of doctors are issuing a great number of the certificates to patients, some without an actual face-to-face consultation, no real physician-patient relationship. That's one of the things we'd like to address.
Now, we've seen local communities, including here in Lansing, passing all kinds of ordinances that involve medical marijuana. With that happening, why is the state getting involved in the issue?
We'd like to have some greater uniformity across the state to help municipalities adopt laws that are appropriate to permit those who are legitimate patients the right to use medical marijuana in their own home or to grow the medical marijuana, as well as the caregivers. What we're finding, Mike, is that a number of communities are just simply shutting down. They are passing moratoriums for a period of years. Or they're passing outright an absolute anti-medical marijuana restrictions. Well, that isn't what the people intended, nor did they intend to have a community with a dozen or so medical marijuana dispensaries along their main road, which is occurring in Lansing and East Lansing. So we're just trying to provide a little more definition so that everyone, all the stakeholders, have a common understanding.
When it comes to the actual limitations, then, and the legislation that you're going to be proposing, does that involve defining the types of medical conditions that people have to receive medical marijuana?
No, absolutely not. What it does require, though, is an actual relationship. One of the bills requires an actual relationship between the physician and the patient so that there is a consultation with a medical professional in person to give a certificate for medical marijuana, just like a professional relationship, an actual consultation would be required for any other controlled substance.
I see. So really, at this point, I know that the advocates of medical marijuana say that it can help almost any disorder, including digestive problems and headaches. Are you saying that ultimately these types of conditions should still qualify for using medical marijuana?
Yeah, I have no interest in interfering with the certification by the doctor to the patient. They can make their own conclusions. But what I'm hoping to achieve, along with my colleagues, is that we have comfort that there was an actual consultation and a medical decision was rendered for the benefit of the patient.
Okay, and when it comes to dispensaries and the numbers of them and where they're located, are you going to be proposing legislation to target that?
Some of that is still under conversation. We are going to take all the time that we think necessary to develop appropriate legislation. And the discussion on dispensaries is interesting because on the one hand, you have communities and many, many citizens that are very concerned about these storefronts that have popped up, and you know, they'll claim medical marijuana, immediate consultation available. There have been some raids on places where smoking was occurring on the premises. You don't want that, I don't believe. I don't think our citizens do. But we also want to provide a safe facility at which a patient could go and secure their medical marijuana from their caregiver. We're still working on what that is, and my intention is to work closely with zoning boards, citizens, as well as medical marijuana users. You know, what is the environment in which this should be properly dispensed? So that's a long answer of saying dispensaries are not going to be dismissed without question. That's still an item we need to discuss.
I'm talking to State Representative John Walsh, who will be is working on proposing legislation this fall that targets medical marijuana and reforms the medical marijuana system here in Michigan. John, the idea that the Attorney General proposed of making it a felony for doctors to knowingly falsely certify a patient, it seems like an overly aggressive move against doctors. With patients with these types of conditions usually being so subjective, how is a doctor really supposed to know if a patient is lying?
Well, that goes back to the point of requiring an actual patient, a doctor relationship. It would be through that relationship that a doctor would come to the conclusion that there's a medical necessity for certification of medical marijuana. And so if they violate that relationship, I think that is a basis for a felony.
We've seen over 100,000 medical marijuana certifications given out by the state. Is that too many at this point?
Whatever the number is that has been verified by a doctor through a patient-doctor relationship is for me, not a debate. So I don't know that it's too many or too little. I just know that at present, we're seeing far too many being given over the internet or simply at a storefront where there is no pre-existing relationship.
So the result of the upcoming legislation then will certainly not decrease the number of dispensaries, and it certainly won't limit the ability of any person who feels, due to whatever personal conditions they have, that they need medical marijuana from receiving it. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure we're still studying the issue of the dispensary and how to deal with the distribution of medical marijuana. That's going to take some time to get all the stakeholders on board, so I can't answer that question. This legislation, to your other question, is not intended to prohibit a patient from seeking a medical marijuana certificate. It is just trying to define the basis for achieving one, and one of the minimum requirements will be that you see your doctor to secure that certification.
Now, in the majority of cases, though, there is, and even though it's a very short interaction, there is a face-to-face interaction with a doctor. It's just that what you're saying is that the process is a little too quick, right? I mean, it's not that most cases the doctor and patient don't meet in any form.
Well, what we understand from the medical society, which represents physicians in the state, they have a professional obligation for a patient-doctor relationship. And they're fearful, based on facts that they've observed, that there isn't a real relationship in many of these one-time, how are you, here's your certificate relationships. And particularly over the internet. There's not even an opportunity to physically observe a patient for that doctor over the internet.
I see. So basically a face-to-face meeting, but not any further restrictions or guidelines when it comes to a doctor deciding on allowing the patient to have medical marijuana other than having this face-to-face meeting, you're saying?
Right. Yeah, we've not established any criteria. You know, we're not going to tell a doctor that they need to hit 10 bullet points. That is not part of the legislation.
I wonder, in general, do you believe personally that marijuana is really a medicinal substance, or do you think it's a recreational drug that's somehow being manipulated into use through this medical process?
Well, I'm no medical expert, but what I've read is it does appear to me that there is a medicinal use for marijuana or its byproducts.
State Representative John Walsh, who is working on legislation that we'll see this fall regarding medical marijuana here in Michigan. Thank you for joining me, John.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.